chapter of the book of Judges.
我们来到四世纪的最后一章。
Chapter 21, but this is not.
虽然是最后一章，但是它不是这个四世纪的结尾，即是四世纪的结尾是从十七章开始。
Understanding the role of the conclusion and the introduction is important for us to.Understand the book of Judges message.
如果要了解四世纪的话，我们要从它的开场一直到它的结束，来了解整本书。
I want to use the illustration of
一个汉堡包的这个形象给大家形容这个观点。
Hamburger composes of a loaf on top, a loaf below, and a beef patty in the center.
汉堡包是由两个面包上下面包夹着一块肉块来组成的。
Ground in chapter 1 through 3 through 8.
同样的，四世纪也有开场是从第一章到第三章。
The background we are introduced to the spiritual condition of life.
这开场给我们认识到这个当时以色列的属灵状况。
And.We also see the background again in the conclusion. This time is a moral background.
来到结尾的时候呢，我们也看到另外一个背景，那也是他们的当时的道德的状况。
Now in between the background, we have the stories of the judges.
这两个状况当中呢，是我们四世各四世的故事。
We have heard the story of
一个主要的四世。
And we came across the mention of six minor judges.
小四世。
They are called minor judges because very little is said about them.
他们叫小士师，因为他们记载的东西比较少。
But they did reign for a long period, as long as some of them they reign as long as the major.
这个统治以色列有他们帮助他们角色和时间。
So introduction and conclusion provide us the reader.The theological and social background for the story.
所以这个开场呢和结尾呢，给我们当时知识时代的那个神学和社会的背景。
The conclusion and introduction also give a complementary picture of the in Judges society.
也给我们对当时这个知识时候的那个社会有更完全的全面的认识。
The conclusion and introduction form a big picture.Of the moral and religious background.
道德和属灵的这个状况。
Now, we only see a general picture. The Israelite did evil in God's eyes.
当我们读开场的时候呢，我们知道这个观念，以色列呢行神眼中看为恶的事。
Introduction just says Israelites did evil, but did not explicitly tells us what kind of evil they commit.
他没有具体提出到底是哪一方面的恶事。
Tells us the specific evil things did in four short stories.
我们这个在结尾的时候呢，我们看到具体的那个恶事呢被举出来。
In chapter 17, we read of Micah's syncretic worship center.
这个在十七章我们读到这个米迦他在家里呢制造这个。敬拜多神的这个神台。
At Micah's shrine, the Israelites worship both Yahweh and the idols and the silver image that Micah made.
他们不只敬拜耶和华呢，也敬拜当时用银陶造出来的一些偶像。
Just like today, there are many church members who pray to Jesus for guidance, and at the same time, they also consult astrology and feng shui.
就好像有些基督徒呢，他在教会的时候呢，他是耶稣在外面呢，他们也信任风水各方面的神灵。
Then we learn about a Levite's horrifying way to avenge his concubine's death.
那我们也认识到这个当时这个利未人怎么样用残酷的方法来报他那个死去那个妾的仇。
Then in chapter 20, we read about a civil war between the 11 tribes of Israel and the Benjamites.
来第二次当时我们看到这个以色列的内战呢，十一个支派呢跟便雅悯支派的征战。
It is a massive bloodshed.
这是一个大屠杀的一个状况。
40,000 Israelites died and 25,100 Benjamite died in, within 3 days of fighting.
那天为大概大约是60多万的以色列人和便雅悯人在那一天的征战中呢，失去了生命。
This is number because
这个是很大的数目，因为
you know, during the time when American fought with the British in the American Revolution War，
当时呢，历史上呢，当这个美国跟英国征战的时候
，In the 8 years war， both sides suffered. They had only 24,000 death in within 8 years.
在八年的时候呢，他们死亡人数才不到24万左右。
Then here we read in Judges within 3 days, 40,000 Israelites, 25,000 Benjamite died within 3 days.
那这时候呢，我们看到伤亡人数呢，这三天内呢就有60多万人那么多。
Now in this chapter 21, the last of the four short stories, we read of the forceful ways the Israelite helps the Benjamite to obtain wives.
这最后一章呢，我们也待会也读到这个便雅悯这个以色列人怎么样子抢夺那些女孩子呢，让他们强制成为便雅悯人的妻子。
The logical theme of the book of Judges is found in the verse 25.
它主题在这个21章第25节，大家能够看到。
It says everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
那就是每一个人行他们眼中看为对的事。
This tells us only the general moral condition of the people.
这给我们看到当时的这个社会道德的状况。
It does not mean every person was evil.
不是说每一个人都是邪恶的。
Remember, Naomi,
Naomi 还有那个路德也是当时4世纪的时候的人。
In the introduction and in between the story of the judges.
所以我们看到整个四世纪是整个的流程。
Last judge mentioned in the book of Judges was Samson.
最后他们提到有一个事实叫做参孙的，大家都记得。
Last judge mentioned, but he was not the last judge in Israel.
他是最后被提到的这个事实，但是他不是以色列最后的一位事实。
The last judge of Israel was the prophet Samuel.
最后一个是以色列最后的事实，最后一个事实就是那个先知撒母耳。
After that, the Israelites had their first king, King Saul.
过后我们就进入这个列王时代，就是扫罗王的开始。
Now, although we are told the people did what was right in their own eyes.
当然，我们刚才圣经读到说，当时人行他们眼中看为对的事情。
But the stories in Judges tells us what the people considered to be right was actually evil.
在圣经我们看到呢。当时他们眼中看为对的事情呢，在上帝眼中是看为恶的。
Now,
给大家举两个例子。
The first example in the story of the Levite and his concubine，
就是那个利未人跟他的妾的那个故事，在记载在4世纪19章里头。
Interesting to read the book with Bible maps。
你读四世纪的时候，很一个帮助我们更好的了解，就是看那个地图。
Because many names of places are mentioned.
因为很多地方，很多地方也被提到。
And these names are meaningless to us unless we have some idea, where they are. They are from one another.
这些名字对我们毫无意义，除非我们知道它在什么位置，它们离它们之间有多长距离。
So we see.Here we see the.
所以我们看到这个以法莲支派的这个地图。
When we see within of Shiloh and Bethel.
但是以法莲里面有一个小镇叫做示罗和
It's a hill country.
以法莲是一个一个山区的一个地方。
Hill country is like you know as high as 2,000 feet above sea level.
大概有它山脉呢，有差不多2000多层那么的高。
The atmosphere like there is just like when you go to Cameron Highland or Fraser Hill.
就好像到我们到马来西亚的金马伦高原那个样子一样。
Very cool and serene.
非常爽啊。
He came from the hill country to.
利未人呢，从那边到了伯特呢，来接他的妻子。
Way back, they stopped over at place called Gibeah.
在回程中呢，他们来到一个地方叫做 Gibeah 的地方。
At that place, his wife was sexually abused.
在那个时候呢，他的妻子就被
stabbed. In the morning, when the Levite saw that his wife was dead, he brought her home.
但是他发现呢，那个他的那个妻子或者妾呢已经死了，他就把她带回家。
And then he took a knife and cut her.
然后呢，把她切成十二块。
Now,
英文的翻译提到说，他这个人把那个切法呢，是把他。
The sense of the Hebrew words tells us he actually cut joint by joint, that means joints of the bone.
其实正确的翻译应该是他一关节一个关节一个关节这样子的切。
So you see, this is how the 12 are cut.
所以这个十二块是这样子切出来的。
Okay, the head and the torso, the.
把其他的比较小部位呢，送到不同的支派去。
The question: Why did the Levite cut his concubine into 12 pieces?
讲为什么他这个人会把他的妻子呢切成十二片呢
？Is he a madman, a psycho?
他是一个不是一个疯狂的一个
？A study of the social background, we learned that the Levite was actually following a cultural practice of his days.
当你读到研究的时候呢，你发现到这是其实是当时呢普遍的一个习俗做法。
From evidence from aMaori civilization, we know that this was a cultural practice, cutting people into parts to rally for help. This was a practice 500 years even before the time of the judges.
所以我们可以看到当时这个阿里文化的记载呢，这次习俗是当时的一个习俗，来举动呢是为了来征求大家的帮忙，和也给敌人造出一个恐吓的一个行为。
Of cuttingbodies into pieces,
所以把身体切成小块
is to call for help,
是向人家求救
by creating shocks and fear,
给这带来一些惊讶和这个恐惧感
so the Levite was following the cultural practice of his days,
所以当时呢这个不是这个不是这是比较正常的一个情况，是习俗来做的
and that act wasconsidered normal and a normal act to the people in those days.
这个是当时的一个习惯。
The next example we see in Judges 21:19-23.
我们看到这章节21:19-23节，我们看到。
This is one of the two stories in chapter 21 where the Israelites helped the Benjamites to obtain wives.
这个故事记载到这个以色列人怎么样子为便雅悯人找妻子。这边给大家的念一下，是21:19-23节。他们又说，在利伯拿以南、伯特利的以北，在示剑的大路以东的示罗，年年都有耶和华的旗阶旗，就吩咐便雅悯人说：“你们去，在葡萄园中埋伏。若看到示罗的女孩子出来跳舞呢，就从葡萄园跳出来，在示罗女孩子中各抢一个为妻。”回便雅悯地区，他们的父亲或是弟兄若来争竞争的时候呢，我们就说求你们看我们的情面，施恩给这些人，因为我们在征战的时候呢，没有给他们留下女子为妻，这也不是你们将女孩子给他们，若是你们给的就算有罪。于是呢，便雅悯人就照样而行，按着他们的数目，从跳舞的女孩子中抢为妻，就回去自己的地业去，又重修他们的城邑居住。
Of the Israelite advising the Benjamites to capture women while they the festival of praise.
这时我看到以色列人鼓励便雅悯人呢，在这个阶旗期间呢跳舞的时候呢，抢女孩子为他们的妻子。
A normal way for getting wives in those days is through by means of a matchmaker.
其实当时呢，他们的婚姻的制度是安排的。
But
是中间人安排的。
Another common way was for people to capture women in the field.
另外一方面是抢过来的。
And then they forcefully they force the parents to agree to the marriage.
逼他们呢，这个女孩的父母来允许这样子一个婚姻。
This is a bright capture.
这个叫做抢新娘啊。
The practice of bride capture is not only prevalent in the Near Eastern culture, but also in China.
这样子的一个习俗呢，其实不是当时古代晋中的那个习俗，也是在中国里头，我们也有看到这样的事情。
The bride capture practice was we see in Confucius through the time of the Yuan Dynasty, the Mongol Dynasty.
在那蒙古期呢，还有这个孔子那个。有抢新娘的这个一个状况。
Here, what is shocking to us to the Israelite was something of their culture.
以色列当时也是这样子的做法。
So they did what was right in their own eyes, according to their cultural practice.
所以他们觉得这样子做呢，是他们眼中看为对的事情，当时的习惯。
Next, we see that Israelite did what was right in their own eyes.What was right was determined by their cultural values.
我们看到当时他们眼中看为对的事是由他们当时的价值观来形成的。
In Judges 11, we read of Jephthah willing to sacrifice his daughter.
第十一章我们看到这个耶夫他呢，他为了这个保住他的诺言呢，许他的诺言的话呢，他也牺牲了他自己的女儿。
Jephthah culture emphasized the need to maintain honor through keeping an oath.
这说我们要遵守他们所执行他们所答应的东西呢，很重要。
So Jephthah kept oath in order to maintain his honor.
为了保守他的这个诺言呢，他把他的女儿牺牲。
But he kept the oath to save face.
他为了他的保存他的面子。
That was the cultural value of his day.
这是当时的这个文化价值观。
Next slide. Right and wrong was determined by their natural impulses.
第二呢，我们看到他们眼中看为对的事，是他们觉得说情感冲动的一种反应。这边我们看到这个读到二十一章一到三节，大家看一下二十一章一到三节，以色列人在米斯巴曾经起誓说，我们都不将我们的女儿给便雅悯人为妻。以色列人来到伯特利作证呢，神面前直到晚上放声痛哭说，耶和华以色列的神啊，为何以色列中有这样缺了一个支派的事呢？我们看看一下地图，因为有些人可能没问我不知道到底以色列有多大，它的版图有多大。
Is it as big as Sentosa?
是不是就像圣淘沙这么大呢？以色列国，美国这个版图的对比。
Now when you compare Israel with Great Britain, that's how big Israel is.
这个是跟他们
Great Britain,
英国相比。
Okay. That's how big Israel is.
这是跟台湾的对比。
Right. So you.
说大概以色列的那时候的是版图有多大
？We read that the Israel they met at Mizpah.
那时候这个当时以色列呢在米斯巴呢，他们一起来起了这个约。
The first part of the covenant states, "Curse is the man who gives his daughter to marry a Benjamin."
这个启示是说，那个谁呢把他的女儿呢许配给便雅悯人，这个人就是被诅咒的。
The second part of the covenant states death to anyone who did not participate in the Mizpah summit.
然后他第二个启示说，如果不上米斯巴到耶和华面前的，必把他处死。
They make this covenant rash.
他们这样的启示是非常以他们的情感为冲动来行做的。
They later regretted their oath.
最后他们是后悔了，就做这样的一个约。
They regretted when they realized the tribe of Benjamin faced becoming angry.
最后他们后悔了，因为这样子的关系呢，这个便雅悯呢，这个支派呢，要绝种了。
The Benjamin faced the tribe of extinction with only 600 men left.
战后呢，便雅悯支派剩下600人。
And then the Israelite impulsively compensated, try to compensate for the rash action by acting on the second part of the Mizpah covenant.
所以他们这样子的，他们为了弥补这个契约这个错呢，他们也做了另外一件错事。
So they call for a holy war on a town called Jabesh Gilead.
所以他们当时呢，为了弥补这样错事，他们启发了这个所谓的这个圣战，在这个基列亚比的地方起了一个圣战。
They exercise holy war on their own people when it's only reserved for the Canaanites.
啊，这个他们起了这样子一个圣战呢，不是面对当时的外邦人，是面对自己人。
In all this, they do making oath before God, calling for holy war. They acted impulsively.
这边呢，你看到他们为了弥补他们错误的时候呢，随意的起誓，冲动的起誓呢，同时也做这样的一个战争。
And all along they thought what they did was right.
一切呢都觉得他们是看为对的事情。
Now what about us?
这样我们呢？
Now we live in a world where right and wrong has become relative.
我们活的世界呢，这个对或错其实是看为相对的。
At a personal level, we hear people say what is wrong to you may be right to me.
我们说呢，对你是错的，但是对我是对的。
What is wrong to you is just wrong to you.
你觉得不对的是你的观点，可是我觉得对。
They are not wrong for everybody.
不是每个人都同样的看法。
So you keep your opinion to yourself.
所以你自己
Community level, we hear, what is legal in one country.May be illegal in another country.
在社会上，我们也看到有些东西是在我们这个社会是不合法的，在别的社会却是合法的。
For example, homosexual marriage may be legal in one state.
所以打一方，同性恋的婚姻呢，在美国的某一州是合法的。
But it's illegal in another state.
在别的州呢，那是不合法的。
Same country, but
同一个国家，那有不同的存在，不同的这个道德价值观。
Now, to share four common grounds that people decide what is right and wrong for themselves today.
那我们给大家举例说，现在的人呢，我们很多时候是自己决定什么自己叫做看为对的事情。
The first way is right and wrong is determined by human rights. This is my right.
这边我们
you cannot deny me my right.
这边我们提到第一个就是说，常常听到人家说啊，这是我的权利。这是我的人权，你不能。
Way is right and wrong is determined by personal taste.
有时候我们看为对或看为错，是根据我们自己的个人品味。
The technical word is called emotivism. Just like saying, you know, if you like durian, you will say durian is sweet smelling.
如果你喜欢，打一个比方，如果你喜欢榴莲的话，你觉得榴莲的肉很甜美。
If you don't like durian, you will say durian is smelly like dead rats.
如果你不喜欢呢，就是说榴莲是臭味好像死老鼠这样子的。
Okay. So in the same way, they feel that morality is subject to personal feelings, personal taste.
认为这样子呢，道德就是根据你个人的品味来决定对还是错。
You have people fighting for the rights for same-sex marriage.
所以有些人呢，他们为
way is right and wrong is determined by end result.
第三方面就是大家都觉得说，只要结果是对的，过程不重要，做法也不重要。
For example, in a course.
好像一个某某公司呢，有一个新的老板。
The new boss is he cheats.He lies, he's dishonest in many ways.
他不诚实，他
many times.
他虐待他的员工。
But the board of director does not want to fire him.
那董事部呢，却不去炒他啊。
Why? Because he can produce results.
因为他继续能够为公司赚钱。
Yes. Now, economic growth is vitally important to the nation.
在新加坡呢，我就是说经济增长是非常重要的一个目标。
We may say economy is the heartbeat for the Singapore.
是我们的命脉。
times a policy or a project, whether it is approved or disapproved, it is the ends that justify.
我们所做的一个政策呢，我们会发现到我们的政策是基于说，我们得到结果最重要，过程不是那么的重要。
In strengthening the economy.
如果这个项目能够使我们的经济得到发展的话
，then it is allowed.
那我们就可以允许。
So we see this common saying as to achieve happiness, prosperity, and progress for our nation.
为了繁荣与幸福。
This is the end by which we are not acceptable.
所以我们应该往这目标呢共同努力。
Okay, back to the Bible. Next we see the fourth thing.
第四样事情。
Right and wrong is determined by the consensus.
错和对是由少数服从多数的这个情况来决定的。
Consensus means what the majority wanted.
就是少数就服从。
That's why in certain states like Massachusetts,
这个 Massachusetts 州
New Jersey, Vermont,
New Jersey 和 Vermont 这几个州
homosexual marriage are permitted.
这个同性恋婚姻是合法的。
But in the states like Texas, Carolina, North and South Carolinas.
根据有些州，好像 Texas 还有 North and South Carolina， 这些州呢
，same-sex marriage are marriage are known by different terms. They have different status.
这一个结合呢，有不同的形容词啦。
Some state will call it domestic partnership.
有些州是他们把它称为的家庭的同伴。
Some states call it a civil union.
有些是说我们是一个这个是合法的一个结合。
And many homosexuals would protest.We don't want to be civil unionized. We want to be married.
很多同性恋者呢，觉得说，哎，我们不要单单这个合法的结合这个名称呢。
So they upgrade the status to same-sex marriage.
我们要提高我们的状况，成为一个合法的婚姻。
We see right and wrong is determined by cultural values and practices.
到这个有时候呢，我们对和错的是。是定义在当时的社会价值观和我们的文化。
Example is the issue of cohabitation.
譬如在婚前同居这个事情。
Everybody is doing it.
每个人说，哎，其实有什么错呢？每个人都这样子做，那么老套好不好
？This is the 21st century.
这是二十一世纪了，黑暗时期的历史。
So right and wrong.Can be determined by cultural values and practices.
或也由当时的这个习惯来定义。
We saw the Israelites did what was right in their own eyes. What was considered right was actually.
人当时是做他们眼中看为对的事情呢，但是在神是看为恶的事情。
Next thing, of Judges tells us.Not only the Israelites did what was right in their own eyes, but they did what they considered to be right using the names of God.
我们看到以色列当时呢，不止在他们行他们眼中看为对的事情呢，同时也利用神的是上帝的名字来做这些事情。
An example we see in Gideon and his men.
就好像我们和他的那个军队一样。是第七章第二十节，这边说到，三队的人呢都有那个号吹角，打破瓦瓶，左手紧握着火把，右手握着角不住的吹，并叫喊说：“耶和华和基甸的刀，耶和华和基甸的刀。”
So on one hand, the people fought the battle for the Lord.
一方面呢，他们是为神来征战。
On the other hand, the people also fought the battle for Gideon.
同时，他们也是在为基甸这个志士来征战。
They fought the battle for both the Lord and their leader Gideon.
他们是为神和基甸征战。
But everything in the name of God.
用神的名字来做这些事情。
Next, of Gideon in himself in Judges chapter 8:27.
我们也看到这个基甸他本人的一些的行为，在第八章二十四节这边提到，基甸用这些金子做了一个以弗德，安置在他的城俄弗拉。后来以色列众人都在那里随从以弗德行了邪淫，因此这就成为基甸和他全家的网罗。
All these things, Gideon the judge also did what was right in his own eyes.
这些事情都是基甸也行他眼中看为正的事情，对的事情。
But worse still, he did all these things in the name of the Lord.
但是不止这些，他也用耶和华的名字行了这些事情。
As we see, light, they obeyed the Torah selectively.
我们也看到以色列当时呢，他们呢遵守神的教导呢，选择性的遵守神的教导。
Of Benjamin, Manasseh, Ephraim, Asher, Naphtali, conquered the land according to God's command, but they did not drive the Canaanites out of the land when they were supposed to.
我们甚至星星看到好像便雅悯、马拿西、以弗兰、拿德利、亚瑟这些支派呢，他们遵守神的教导呢，征服当时的这个迦南人呢，但是他们没有把迦南人呢驱逐出当时的区域地方。
So they obeyed the Torah selectively.
所以他们是遵守选择性的遵守神的教导。
We read the Israelites applied the Torah wrongly.
然后他们也错误的执行了神的教导。
As we have read just now in Judges 21:8-11, they applied the holy war.
他们
on their own people.
他们随意跟着冲动的起了一些圣战。
Holy war is only reserved for the Canaanites.
这个圣战是要为了跟那个迦南人打战而起的，而不是对自己人来启动的战争。
You read for us then.
这个四世纪二十一章八到十一节，又彼此问说：“以色列支派中谁没有上米斯巴到耶和华面前来呢？”他们就查出基列亚比没有一个人进营到会众那里去，因为百姓被数的时候呢，没有一个基列亚比人在那里。会众就打发12,000的大勇士呢，吩咐他们说：“你们去用刀。”将基列亚比人的连妇女带孩子都一块的杀了，所当行的就是这样，将一切男子和以嫁女孩子赶尽杀绝。
So in the holy war, they killed almost everybody in the town of Jabes Gilead.
就为了实行他们的诺言呢，他们几乎把整个镇的人呢赶尽杀绝。
In so doing, they applied the Torah.Wrongly.
所以他们也错误地执行了上帝的教导。
Now let's look at ourselves.
我们看看我们自己。
Also be tempted to use God's name to do what we want.
我们有时候也何妨不是想用上帝的耶和华的名字呢，作为我们自己是看为对的事情呢
？We may mix our own interests with God's interests.
在这当中呢，也掺杂我们自己的意图。
We may treat our own selfish interests as God's interest.
把我们自己的一些目标放在里头。
Many times we want to serve Jesus.
很多时候我们要为上帝，要服侍耶稣。
But we also struggle with a temptation to do things for ourselves.
但是呢，同时间呢，在我们自己的目的。
So we desire to glorify Jesus. At the same times, we want to also.
我们要荣耀神的名字，同时也要为我们争取一点名誉。
We must be sensitive to God.
对神有点敏感。
When the Holy Spirit convicts us,
当这个圣灵向我们说话的时候
，When the Holy Spirit convicts us that we have mixed interests, wrong motives,
告诉我们有错误的意图呢，我们错误的目标的时候
，Then we must repent.
那我们必须要悔改。
Christian parents also must be careful in the way they bring up their children.
作为的父母，我们也要小心的。带大我们的养育我们的子女。
Most parents will love their children.
父母成为一个父母都很疼我们的儿女。
They want to give their best.
最好的给予他们。
But sometimes The children also, on one hand, they want to give their best to their children. On one hand, they are doing things for themselves also.
那他们不只要把最好的给他们的儿女，其实他们也想达到他们自己的一个一些目的。
So when that happens,
这事情发生的时候，我们要问我们自己，我们要需要不需要在上帝面前悔改
呢？ May also be tempted to obey the Bible selectively.
我们本身也有时候是否呢？我们选择性的选择圣经里头的教导。
Just a slogan of the station Go 90.5 FM.
听的是听那些好的东西。
When we read the Bible, we must be careful not to read selectively.
我们当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们不要选择性的去读。
I mean,
顺服的。
For example, in Ephesians chapter 4:32, we read, "Be kind and compassionate to one another." Forgiving each other as in forgave you.
并要以恩典相待，恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里，饶恕你们一般。这个在以弗所书四章。
I can be compassionate to one another.
所以我可以有怜悯的心。
But to forgive this person, my boss.
原谅我的这个老板。
I can't because he retrenched me.
我不可以，要不然因为我不可以，因为他裁了我。
I don't deserve to be retrenched, but he retrenched. He should report performance is worse than mine.
他不会裁了我，应该裁的比我表现差的另外一个同事。
So I can't forgive my boss.
所以我不愿意去原谅他。在其中这边呢，我们决定不要了。
Forgive.
饶恕别人就如上帝饶恕他人一样。
So what do we do?
我们做什么东西呢？
I can't forgive, so forgive.
所以我不饶恕呢，就让上帝饶恕他吧。上帝饶恕你。
Also misunderstand apply the Bible incorrectly.
有时候我们也错误的这个执行了上帝的教导。
Understanding and wrong application of the Bible may lead to religious fanaticism.
有时候我们错误的执行上帝教导呢，就成为一个宗教狂。
This is what our Prime Minister was.Very, very concerned about in his national rally speech.
这是我们的这里呢非常担心的。
When he says religions may threaten fanaticism, threatens stability.
他是担心呢，这个宗教狂呢会威胁到这个社会的安定。
Now we ask the question application. How then may we do what is right in God's eyes?
所以我们怎么样子呢？行耶和华眼中看为对的事情呢
？Now the Torah.Was given to God's people to teach them how to live.
以色列民的时候，神有给他们的耶和华的教导呢，教导他们怎么样子生活。
The Torah reflects God's moral character.
那个神的教导呢，反映了上帝的这个性格。
So what is right, what is truly right, must be consistent with God's character.
所以什么叫对呢？就是跟上帝的性格一样。
In Leviticus 11:44, with your God.Consecrate yourself, be holy, because I am holy.
这边在利未记11:44提到，我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why must we do what is right?
为什么我们要做对的事情呢
？We do what is right because God is a righteous God.
因为上帝是公义的神。
We do not do what is right just because.We can be rewarded when we do what is right.
我们做行对的事情，不是因为我们会被别人的赞许或者得到一些好处。
Many times on the offer for doing the right thing.
很多时候呢，我们会因着做行对的事情呢，而受到别人的欺负和。
May lose business opportunity when they choose.
他们要做诚实的过活呢，而受到失去终生意。
But we do what is right because.
行对的事情是因为我们上帝是公义的。
God teaches principle for living, the principle of justice.
这个上帝教导包括我们怎么样子公平的对待，我们怎么样的彼此的相爱和在生活。
Kurt Michael summarizes the Deuteronomy law when he asks the question, "What does the Lord require of you?"
这边呢，我看到这个麦加这个。先知说到上帝怎么样子行公义呢
？And he says, what the Lord requires is to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God.
他说你们要怎么样行公义呢？好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神你的神同行。
Law was given to God's people to teach them how to live。
而这个Torah 这个神的教导也是教导他们的他子民怎么样的生活。
Christian should study the Bible carefully in order to know what is wrong and what is right。
作为一个基督徒，我们要勤读圣经呢，所以我们才知道什么是对，什么是错的。
Back to the issue of the same-sex marriage。
这个同性恋的这个婚姻上面，
This issue I like what I dislike。
这个对或错不是应该是由我的品味来决定的。
God's character and his design for humanity。
我们应该是跟上帝的公义来对照，他怎么样子设计这个
Genesis 1 we read God created male and female in his image。
在创世纪我们提到上帝造人女人和男人，在他形象上造。
Created a woman for Adam。
他也造了
造了 woman for Adam when he saw Adam was lonely。
因为他看到这个男人呢独居不好。
Just like Sunday school he did not create Adam and Steve but Adam and Eve。
上帝没有造亚当和 Steve。
What is right and wrong to us is determined by God's character and His purpose for humanity。
所以我们对或是敌来决定，而不是我们来决定。
Then that Israelite lived lawlessly because the Torah was neglected。
我们知道当时呢，以色列的人是一片混乱的，因为他们忽略了神的教导。
God desired the Hebrew parents to teach God's law to their children。
但是呢，也父母能够教跟他们的子女教导神的律法。
God also desired the priests to teach the people God's law。
但是祭司呢，也必须执行这样的一个职责。
The priests
教导他们怎么样子的敬拜神，和怎么样子在神的眼中生活。
Where the northern kingdom fell and the southern kingdom also fell。
我们知道北国和南国的灭亡呢
？Two reasons why Israel fell。
因为他们怎么样？为什么会亡国呢
？First reason is idolatry。
第一，因为他们敬拜。
Is the Torah was neglected。
第二，就是因为他们忽略神的教导。
The priests failed to teach the people。
因为当时的这个祭司呢，没有正确的教导当时的民众怎么的敬拜。
Then we read desire the king to exemplify walking with God according to God's law。
神也是当时的王呢。以身作则。
Judges seeks to teach God's people that the early Israelite failed because the Torah was neglected, particularly in a period where there was no king.
六章我们在四世纪六章我们提到说，这个以色列失败呢，是因为当时呢他们没有王，他们也作为他们眼中看为。
Of Judges was probably finalized during the time when Israel had.
这种是四世的系统呢当时设立的时候。而是当时他们其实有一个很好的一个王。
During the times when they had bad kings, the moral and spiritual condition were no much better.
就他们没有王的时候呢，他们的情况也是那么的糟糕。
Christian must pay careful attention to biblical teachings.
所以我们做基督徒，我们应该重视耶和华的教导。
The teachings of Bible are our moral tuning fork.
这个圣经是应该是我们的道德的指南针。
We must give time to read the Bible, especially to hear God speak.
我们应该是花时间勤读圣经呢，来听上帝的话语。
To teach the Bible as parents, and also teach the Bible.
父母呢，作为老师的教导神的话语。
Now we read these days, Israel had no king.
我们知道
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes。
我们知道当时四世时代呢，以色列没有王，个人都做他们眼中看为对的事。
The Israelites lived like Canaanites instead of living like God's people。
当时他们不是活得不像个神的子民，他们活得像当时的外邦人。
May we do what is right in God's eyes。
作为一个基督徒，我们要行上帝眼中看为
的 God。
我们知道我们创造者的神。
We are saved by the Creator God through His Son Jesus Christ。
我们是被他的儿子耶稣基督拯救的。
Therefore, we must not live like non-Christians.
所以我们不应该像
live like people who does not know the Creator God.
跟那些不认识神的人一样。
We are God's people in the new covenant.
我们是神的子民，在这个神的约里头。
So may we do what is right in God's eyes.
以上帝看眼中看为对的事。